Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hokie in the house. Chris Hoke, Super Bowl champion, brought to you by Greater Pittsburgh Plumbing. Hokie, how are you today?
I'm doing great. You know, first of all, Cookie asked me when I walked in a minute or two ago, how's my boy doing out at BYU? And I want to give him a shout out. He's listening right now on the Odyssey app out there. He just texted me out in Provo, Utah,
nice.
Listening to the show right now. So I want to give my boy Kate Hoke a shout out.
Is Ron a hero of his?
Oh, well, if
good
Ron
luck, little
is
Hokie.
Ron is a hero to everyone.
Good luck, little Hokie, out at BYU. You boys lost a tough one the other day.
It was. You know, when you turn the ball over three times, it was a little different. You know, we weren't able to hit the strike down the field like we've typically been able to. We had a quarterback in there, Jaren Hall, who's played really well, came back from injury, and he's a running quarterback, and he's great with his feet, really fast. And, you know, he had negative yards in terms of scrambling. So that was a struggle, but we'll bounce back. Got a big one down in Baylor this weekend. Right, Baylor's a pretty good football team. We got some
beat
coaches.
The hell out of West Virginia.
Yeah,
the other day.
Yeah, and that's not hard though. Right? Oh, there's a lot of West Virginia fans listening.
There's
right
a lot of West Virginia fans listening.
So there's a couple coaches. The offensive coordinator coached at BYU last year. The offensive line coach coached at BYU last year. So there's some familiarity there. So it's gonna be a tough game on the road.
This I don't know what to do with him, Joe. I mean, this is first time in 4 weeks we've had a win to talk about.
Isn't that
last last 3 weeks, last three Thursdays, it's been about gloom, doom, and more gloom and doom.
Absolutely.
What was your main takeaway from Sunday?
I think the offense was more balanced, and we look at it right now. And I love this. I mean, the first game of the year, the Steelers threw the ball to pass to run, 60% pass, 40% run, right? Then the next three games that were all losses, right? 70% or more passing. 74%, 79%, 71% in order of the losses, and 26%, 21%, 29% run. That's so off, right? You're just not balanced there, and that's not a winning formula for the Steelers. You come back against the Broncos last week, 58% running and 42% passing, and it was a circumstance of the game, but they focused on the run more, and to me, that is the formula for the Steelers' victories at this point of Ben's career and with a very, very, very good running back.
So why were they able to run the ball more effectively? Was it more about the opponent, more about a mindset, more about their line getting better? What was it?
All of the above. All of the above. I said this last week. I don't think the Broncos are as good of a football team as we thought. A 3-1 football team, to me, was a little deceptive. Think of the three wins they had coming into this game against the New York Giants, against the Jaguars and against the Jets. Amongst them, they were 3-9. So not real quality wins. They come in here. The Steelers are getting beat up not only in the media, but on the South side. I mean, there was a lot of pressure on the offensive line to improve quickly. A lot of talk about how Najee worked with them and went in to watch film with them, and they were able to work through some things. On the field, I thought they were much better. They played a much more physical style of blocking. I loved how they did a lot of double teaming the three and the one techniques.
Now, what do you mean by the
inside shoulder
the
of the guard on one side to the weak side, and then three outside shoulder of the guard to the strong side of the Steelers formation, and just doubling them and then climbing to the linebacker. And when you can get a hat on a hat, Starkey, when you can have however guys in the box, eight guys in the box, seven guys in the box, and you get an offensive hat on one of those hats, or just get a piece of them. it gives Najee an opportunity to run downhill. And let me tell you this. It's a mentality. When you run the football and you consistently run the football, you wear a defense down. You beat them up. And you get, they're on the ground. They fall down. They get banged up. They get back up. And that's hard when you're taking on blockers and there's a physical mentality. And then in the fourth quarter, you're able to really start to break some good runs. I love what Jerome Bettis said to Najee when he talked about Najee. And he said, just keep running the ball. Keep going because you're going to break some. And he had a couple big runs this week.
Well, you've been adamant that the line has been getting better, even in losses. And now Chooks, we thought – I mean, Von Miller was not a factor.
At all.
I mean, I know Chooks had some help. Do you stay with Chooks now? If Banner's coming back, what do you do?
It's interesting because Coach Tomlin's noncommittal on that either, right? I mean, he's one of the words he used was cohesion, right? I think he's starting to see some cohesion come together with this offensive line. So you put a Zach Banner in there. Is that going to mix things up a little bit, and they're going to have to start, take a couple steps back to build that cohesion again. Dan Moore's playing well. I thought he was playing well. And that left side of the offensive line, him and 69.
Dotson.
Those guys together just combine on the – they did a great job of getting movement at the line of scrimmage, doubling that technique on the outside shoulder of 69 and moving and climbing and getting up to the linebacker. And so I don't know what you do there because you're starting to get some progression and some good progression on the offensive line.
Kendrick Green included, right?
He's getting better. I still want him to improve. He's on the ground too much, right? He's on the ground too much. I think that's just because he's being a little over-aggressive. He's still got to slow down a little bit and be cautiously aggressive. And also, it's just he gets knocked back a little bit, but it's fewer and farther between than what we had seen in the first couple weeks of the season.
Ben played a lot better.
He did.
The arm was a lot more accurate. That pass to Claypool I thought was just terrific.
It's terrific,
in the end zone. What did you see from him? And just obviously the balance of the run pass certainly helped him out.
Well, yeah, the balance helped, and the pocket was cleaner. You look at that 50-yard strike that he had on the first drive of the game to Deontay. Again, now two games in a row where he's had a nice shot down the field for the first drive, that touchdown. He was able to step into the pocket. He's able to step into his throws. I love what Jerome said this week. And again, I'm just going off what Jerome said, and I respect him. And he said, listen, if Ben's going to throw the ball 45 times, that's an average Ben. At this point in his career, he can't throw the ball 45 times. But he said also, if he throws the ball 25 to 27 times, or I'd say 25 to 30 times, you're going to get a great Ben. And so I think right now you need to lean on Najee Harris. Let him carry the ball 25 times. He's not going to cramp. I think he's going to start his body will get used to that. He wasn't used to carrying the ball 25 times. And so you give him the ball and let Ben go out there, manage the game, and make the throws that he needs to make and playing off Najee.
Sort of like, it's weird. It's sort of like a young Ben, the first Ben that you came to know, where he didn't pass the ball a ton. And that brings me to this, Soke, kind of like his second year when you played the Seahawks or coming into town. I would like to engage Hokie in a hypnotic exercise, Ron. May
hypnotic.
I would like to perform hypnosis on him.
He puts me to sleep every day, Chris, so it shouldn't be hard.
Well, I'm tired, so you might do it real quickly.
Okay, I need you to close your eyes.
Okay.
I'm going to take you back to, let's see here, February of 2006, February 5th.
That's a long time ago.
2006, mm-hmm. Ford Field in Detroit, Steelers, Seahawks. Mm-hmm. You're in the tunnel. We've already done the whole Jerome thing where he runs out by himself. Obviously, this is a dream come true. So you're in that tunnel. What's your feeling? What thoughts are coming to you as you're about to run onto the field for the Super Bowl?
Well, there's total excitement, but also total nervousness because you've never played on a stage that big. It's the biggest stage in the world, in my opinion. And you're coming out and with total hope that you win this game and that you're able to take home a ring. And just excited for the moment. I think it was a lot of excitement more than anything.
Any person in particular coming to mind from your life? Anything?
No, I think everything flashes because it's a lot of hard work to get there. And my story really, I mean, coming in as an undrafted free agent and fighting for the first 3 years, really only got a few snaps on the field my first 3 years and the fourth year starting. And that was my fifth season now. And this kind of really quickly thinking on my journey to get to where I was at. It was pretty emotional, but exciting.
Mm.
You want to continue?
I mean, do you throw in some questions about that Super Bowl, Ron? I'd love to hear it.
I just remember the Jerome tribute before the game.
It was awesome.
And that was Joey Porter's
so great.
Idea.
Joey Porter's idea. It was a fun week.
And he cleared it with Cowher, right?
Yeah, I think everything was set up, yeah. And Jerome, he ran out there at first, didn't know that we were going to hang out in the tunnel and stay behind. But I think it was just a wonderful tribute. And the whole week was a tribute to Jerome.
I followed him. I was with him the whole week. It was the greatest.
Were you at his family's home?
I was everywhere.
Don't you remember Ron being there? I thought you two would have shared
a meal.
I just
wanted to make sure he could remember. I knew where he was. I knew
well,
right
I'll tell
where
you
he was sitting.
A story about that night. But first, I can still see the video of Joey, like his arms out, holding you guys behind out, and you're killing to get on the field. It was one of the greatest tributes I've ever seen a team do for a player.
We love Jerome. We still love Jerome. The guy was just the ultimate teammate, right? Not only was he a Hall of Fame player on the field, he's a Hall of Fame player, in my opinion, off the field.
So I went to his parents' house for the team dinner. I'm there, and it reminded me of your man, Big Snack. Casey Hampton was there, and he was looking at all the desserts.
With
Snack's
his
own coming
turkey?
To town this weekend.
Is he?
Snack's coming to town.
He's looking at all the desserts, and he says something about, like, you know, I'm on a diet. I can't have any or something like
that. Yeah,
diet.
Have you ever seen Hamp on a diet?
And Ferrier's there. Yeah, he's on a diet, all right, a seafood diet. He sees food and he eats it. I'll never forget Ferrier saying that. And that Casey with that big grin. I think he had 3 pieces of cake and pie and everything else.
So. And that was just the start. That was just his appetizer before he went out after that dinner.
It was just the greatest week. You know, you think Detroit can't be a great scene for a Super Bowl. It was so much fun for me.
So much fun. So what a wonderful experience. And those are experiences that you live for, right? And you'll never forget. And that's how you really build friendships and bonds that last a lifetime.
Little different feeling a few years later against Green Bay, wasn't it?
Oh, goodness.
You hit the pinnacle, and then you come that close.
Yeah.
It's got to be killing you.
I mean, that's a tough one. You know, I think we've talked about here when we played the Packers, and we thought for sure we were going to win that game. We thought this is our third Super Bowl, what, in 5 years, 6 years? And
something like that.
Yeah, and we'd won the first two, so in our mind, it didn't even cross our mind that we would lose that game. We thought, we come Super Bowls, we win.
Right.
Were you happy that the refs cheated for you in that Super Bowl against the Seahawks?
won't say anything about that.
Only Tom Brady.
Only the New England
all
Patriots
I remember
cheat.
All I know is I got a ring and they don't.
I bet you're right. Brady would say that to you.
All I remember is winning. I remember, you know, beating up on those Seahawks.
Tom Brady has 7 rings.
And we played well against them. They had the number one rushing offense in the NFL.
That was a good team.
A very, very good offensive line. Right, probably the best in the NFL.
Hall of Famer on it.
And here's a great thing, too.
One or two?
We had
Hutchinson and Walter Jones, right?
Yeah, both of them, yep. Walter Jones.
Sean Alexander was a beast.
Hutchinson was an animal, and Walter Jones was just a dancing bear, right? He was so good on his feet and great long arms.
Dancing bear.
Did you meet any of the performers? You had Aaron Neville and Aretha Franklin and Dr. John doing the national anthem, and then you had the Stones. Did any of you guys run into any of them?
No,
Mick Jagger?
We were it's halftime, but I'll tell you what, we did meet. We were, so the day before the game, we were at the Silverdome, right? The old stadium where the Lions played. And we were doing our walkthrough, and we were coming off the field, and they were coming, you know, that big tunnels that circled the Silverdome behind the outside the field. And all of a sudden, I hear Coach Cowher, and Coach Cowher walks. Here comes Snoop Dogg running down the tunnel into the stadium. God, and he jumps on Coach, you know, gives him a big old hug, and that was a funny experience. And after the Super Bowl, after the win, going back to the hotel and part at the party there at the hotel, and who was there? Hank Williams Jr. Snoop Dogg was there. Kid Rock came, and there were a lot of guys that were there hanging out with the team.
To the winners go the spoils, as they say, right?
That's it.
How was Cowher after that game? Did he get to talk to you guys as a team afterwards? Or was just a celebration?
Yeah, it's a celebration. I don't think, you know, it's funny. Usually after the game he talks, but that one, I think everything was just
it's
happening.
Over.
And it was over, and there were interviews, and there was a lot of partying. So I don't think that he spoke to the team. But you know, I mean, he had a 15-year career, or 14-year at the time, and not one Super Bowl.
Right.
And so to win that Super Bowl was huge because he had so many successful teams throughout those 14 years.
I still maintain, and I wonder if you agree, that the throw by Antoine Randle-El under that pressure situation on the run, perfect spiral, you get one shot at it, is one of the greatest throws in Super Bowl history.
Awesome throw. It's a pressure moment, but I don't know if El ever felt pressure. The
he
guy
was a
quarterback
so cool. in college.
He was so cool and calm, and he was always just so lovey and fun and kind of just always had a good time. But I think when he got out there, he had the same demeanor when he was on the field. So I just think in that moment, it was just – He had already lived it out in his mind, and he had done it before and playing in pressure situations in his life. And to him, it was just a normal play.
The other end of that play was Hines grinning as he skips into the end zone.
The end zone.
The big smile. That just was what he was all about, wasn't it?
Think about all these players we're talking about. Those are great players and great teammates, great people. Man, that was a special era.
I want to talk more about that.
Okay. In a hypnotic way? Or
No, this time just in a normal way. Did you guys ever feel like you were in trouble in that game?
I don't remember that.
It was 7-3 at the half. Yeah, it was boring, and you guys weren't playing well. Then the Willie Parker run really changed everything.
Blew it up. You know, I just remember the difference between that game and any other game. You know, usually in a football game, you'll come in, and the first couple series, it is high motor. It is like your RPMs are in the red. You're running at 8,000 RPM. I mean, you're running hot. And then after the first couple series, it kind of settles down, and you're running in the 2000s, you know, and you're just going through the game, and there's moments that are high, but really relaxed. You can kind of settle in. You're in the Super Bowl. It's at 8,000 RPMs the whole doggone game. You're running hot the whole game, and things never slow down. Your mind's going 100 miles an hour for 60 minutes.
I think you just explained to me why the Bills never won a Super Bowl. I'm dead serious about that. Because they could never relax into a game and be who they were, which was a great team.
Yeah.
That's a great description. Yeah.
That's
right
how
there.
I always look at it. It was always hot from the start to the finish in those Super Bowls. And so you had to, that's why they always say you got to learn how to play in these games before you can win. I remember hearing about Shaq, you know, talking about Michael Jordan told Shaq, you know, after Shaq, that they beat the Magic in the playoffs. And he said, you just have to learn how to play in these games. And I think you have to learn how to play and to function in that kind of mindset and that feeling with just a total just going hot the whole time.
Interesting.
Three Super Bowls in like 5 or 6 years. How close is this organization to get back? I mean, a lot of people think the window's closed with Ben. And I mean, it's so hard to get to a Super Bowl. We were talking about this. The great Aaron Rodgers has been to one. The great Drew Brees has been to one.
Yeah.
The great Dan Marino was to one. Never won it. At least those other two guys won it.
It's hard
to
get there.
It's hard to do, isn't it?
It is.
It's just hard
to
do.
And we were so blessed. You know, I remember talking about that first time when we ran out of the field for the Seahawks and thinking, you know, this might be the only time I ever run out of this tunnel for a game.
Yep. You never take it for granted.
Be able to go back another one against the Cardinals and then go back again for the Packers. And you take that, maybe you start taking that for granted when you go back your third time in 5 or 6 years. And so there are some things that the Seahawks got. You know, they got to get better in some key areas, right? But I don't think, listen, a position here, a position here, a player there, and it can make a big difference. And a lot of this is health too. You know, the health, you got Juju out, you've had a lot of injuries on the defense. And so that makes a big difference as well. So you get a few key players back after this bye week. The Steelers, you never know what could happen.
Ron, remember the all-you-can-eat buffet at our hotel that week? Were you at the main hotel downtown?
Yeah, I was.
The breakfast was incredible.
Was he at the main
Absolutely
hotel?
Incredible.
What kind of question is that? Cookie was in the suite at the main hotel.
He was the star of the week, as I recall.
Remember, he followed
Not all of us were. Bouchette and I thought, were the only ones that were there from the Post-Gazette. Were you there? You weren't with the Post-Gazette.
I wasn't with the Post-Gazette. Yeah.
I think they made everybody else.
I drove to Ben's house on the way there. I stopped in Findlay, Ohio, and talked to Ken and Brenda Roethlisberger. I was in his house.
Good for you.
It was unbelievable.
Good for you. Yeah, it was a memorable. It's just the greatest
Wonderful.
Week of my career.
Do you remember who gave?
Jerome made it for me.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember who gave Dan Rooney the trophy after the game, the presenter? I didn't until I just read it.
Who?
Bart Starr.
Is that right?
How about
Gave
them
the Lombardi
apples?
Trophy.
Yes.
How appropriate that so, is. Huh?
I know for the second one, it was Joe Namath, right? I think it was Joe
was
Namath
it?
Against the Cardinals.
I think so, too.
Yeah, it was Joe. I have a picture with him coming and right there with Joe and my kids on my show. I had both my boys in my arms. Now, the one, Caden now, who's at BYU, and I had him in one arm and Nate in the other arm and holding him. Joe, you know, we're rubbing the Lombardi. Pretty cool experiences.
Wow. Yep. I went into the locker room and it was Big Snack and Farrier
wearing the robe, right?
Maybe wearing robes with cigars, smoking cigars.
Our lockers were all right there, close to each other.
Tremendous.
I have some wonderful photos from that time in the locker room after the game.
Okay,
can you bring them in next week?
I know we got a break, but real quick, I mean, I remember talking to Kiesel saying the one thing he misses was coming out of that tunnel. Just a regular season game at Heinz Field. He said you'll never experience that feeling again in your life, no matter what you do. Do you miss that? Is that what you miss too?
I miss coming out of that tunnel, you know, because you're coming out with all of your brothers. During the season, you spend more time with those guys.
And your family.
And your family. And then when you go on a Super Bowl run with your brothers that you've become so close to, and you've developed such close relationships with, you develop a special bond. And to do that pretty much with the same core three times makes it pretty special.
How many times did you hear, Hokie?
Oh, gosh. I still have nightmares sometimes of Coach Carr, Hokie! And I thought I was going to pass out.
Well, let's talk about this game coming up. And also, I want to ask about a couple of plays from the last game, including one that I thought was a giant turning point in the game and a terrible matchup for the Broncos. We'll talk about that with Chris Hoke. He's here till the top of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.